Listening 57, Sweden, 2050. Since the American army bombed the centre of Stockholm, we've had a lot of problems to sort out and a lot of refugees we have to arrange housing for. There's an attachment to this email I'm reading with 50,000 names on it. However, I suppose the question you're asking is, how did it happen that Sweden went to war with the United States? Well, I know that most of you assume that Swedes are quiet people who like to live alone in a cold and oppressive atmosphere, but I can assure you that you're wrong. In fact, we have a relationship to travelling and fighting that goes back hundreds of years. Have you forgotten the Vikings, my friends? Well, anyway, what happened is that by 2020, the North Pole had melted and had been converted into a luxury beach resort. It was there that a young Swedish artist started the website revivethevikings.com. This website was the result of increased Swedish nationalism and the belief that Swedes had to assert themselves in the world. This increase in self-assertion came from the incredible transformation of the Swedish economy, which happened when the climate changed from icy to sunny. It was a brilliant time, and the atmosphere in Swedish homes and businesses was brilliant. But then we made our mistake. We built a fleet of ships, sent our Viking army on a surprise attack on Miami, and bombed Las Vegas. It was a disaster, and the new Vikings were awful at fighting. After this brutal attack, the Americans blamed the attack on the revival of Vikingism and said it was a terrorist organization. Then they bombed Stockholm. Then they bombed Oslo and Copenhagen and put the blame on these cities' clear association with fundamentalist Vikingism. Now, at this exact moment, I can hear the sound of ambulances. I have to go now. I have to arrange a meeting with the ambassador and organize the anti-aircraft defenses.